great big thank you to our wonderful producers for this episode, Danielle Newhouse, Ginger Cornejo, Kat Ohala, Devin Williamson, Savannah Segeda, Mike to the D, Pixeled Donut, and Janelle Ross. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. And I just wanted to say hello to a few listeners out there. ProtoJ6950, JonathankYou.PRV, ShelbyTX, Emily Stambaugh, Carrington Glasner, Mama Rolly, Tino Hurado, James Steele 407, Thunder Monkey, Ella Rosa Wilson, The Coach 757, Bang Tan Lindsay, Helms Lauren, and Terry Mackey Jr. Hey guys, thanks for being listeners. Much more to come. A few of our stories are from anonymous contributors tonight, but our last one is from user Malnorian, so thank you for sharing your story with us. And lastly, especially for this episode, if you haven't already followed me on Instagram or Twitter, I highly recommend it, because there is a photo I'll be sharing that is truly creepy regarding one of the stories tonight. You can find me on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio or on Twitter at @society_radio. And if you would like to become a producer of the podcast or just support the podcast in general, feel free to check out our members-only campfire on patreon.com/nightmaresociety. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
This happened two nights ago, so I'm still replaying it over and over again in my head. I thought this would be a good place to share. I'm a pretty predictable person with a predictable schedule, so I'm not sure if this was a random occurrence or if someone knew my nightly routine. I'm a 35-year-old woman. My husband gets up for work hours before me, so he goes to bed before I do. I usually get to bed a few hours after he does, around the same time every night. I turn off the lights and TV in the living room and take my dog to the back door to let her out. She's tiny, old, and poses zero threat to anyone. The door leads to a large deck outside. Off to the right of the deck is a few steps down and a small path to the gate, which we always keep chained and locked. Every single night before opening the door, I peek out of the window right next to it without disturbing the blinds and flip on the deck light. I never expect anyone to be there, and we've never had a problem with anyone trespassing or trying to break in. It's just something I do every night. Kinda like peeking behind the shower curtain before I use the restroom. I know no one is back there, but if I don't check, then that's going to be the one time that there actually is someone hiding behind there, you know? Hey, I watch a ton of horror movies and it's pitch black outside at night where I live. So a few nights ago, I got ready for bed. I went to the back door with my dog slowly following behind me, and I peeked out the window. I flipped on the light. My heart jumped into my throat when I saw a skinny, dirty guy in his 30s or 40s standing off to the side of the door, facing it. I see him raise his arm up and hold a screwdriver above his head as soon as the light went on, preparing for someone to open the door. I screamed at the top of my lungs. I yelled for my husband to get up and get the gun, as loud as I could, which startled the guy, and he jumped over the rail of the deck, even though he was right next to the stairs. And then he ran. My husband ran out of our bedroom with his gun. He called the police and they showed up within 5 minutes. They drove around trying to find the guy, but no luck. The guy broke our lock on our gate to get in. He also pried open the back screen door, which we always keep locked as well. If I would have opened the door without looking out first, I might be dead. I don't know if I caught the guy trying to break in, or if he was waiting for me to open the door like I do every night. Either way, it was completely terrifying. My parents are buying us outdoor security cameras this week as an early birthday present for me and my husband. I go to a school in a big city that is one of the least safe cities in the US. I chose this school for nursing and definitely not for the location. I live in a row house, at least that's what we call it, off campus with 4 other girls. Cheaper and nicer than dorms, or so we thought. I guess you get what you pay for. We're all girls and sophomores in college. As you would guess, we go out and drink, come back and do things we don't remember. We had just started our rent in August. 3 floors plus a basement which was padlocked by the owners. Understandable. We would have definitely had parties down there to avoid immediate cleanup. The house was great. Amazing location to the school and work. I'm a CNA who works odd hours, which is important for later. It wasn't expensive, and it was in good condition. I had never lived with that many people before, just 1 roommate. So when it was just us, we definitely knew if one of us had misplaced or changed something. I started to notice my snacks were either half gone or completely gone. I was getting annoyed, but a house of so many people, it's too much work to figure out who ate what, so I ignored it. Slowly, as girls do, we started making comments about someone eating our food, but passive-aggressively, you know, college girls. We all just let it go, because who wants a whole house fight? I work until about 11 in the NICU, get home at about 11:30, mostly on weeknights. I started to notice pans left out, or snack wrappers around. I thought it was odd, because none of my roommates had done that before, but I just thought, oh, they probably drank a bottle of wine and then went to bed and forgot about all this. Again, my roommates started making comments. This time we started to ask because it was getting annoying all our food being gone and things being left out. I knew it was one of them, but who wants to admit they ate someone else's snacks in college? Snacks are a high commodity. We chalked it up to the girl who always smokes and eats her weight in food. She swore it wasn't her. This went on for about 2 months. It got more obvious someone was clearly taking everyone's food. Definitely the girl that always smokes, I see her eat a whole snack pantry in a night. I wish it was her. One night at work, I was about to get off, but a situation happened and I didn't end up leaving till about 12:30. I took the bus home. I carry pepper spray, a taser, and a pocket knife. Don't worry. A quick word from our sponsors. A huge thanks goes to Best Fiends for sponsoring today's episode. It's obvious that many of us are doing what we can here lately to stay busy and keep our minds occupied. And if you haven't tried it yet, I would recommend giving Best Fiends a go. It's bright and colorful. It's simple but engaging. And it's just all around fun. There's something therapeutic about finding the perfect missile to mushroom combination that completely lights up the entire screen and demolishes all of your targets. I also appreciate that they tend to change the themes and aspects of the game to go along with the seasons and the holidays. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I got home and I was about to collapse. I wanted to go to bed ASAP. I walked in the front door and the stairs are directly in front of you. You can also see down the side into the kitchen. I walked in and saw someone standing in the kitchen, but was way too tired to say hi, thinking it could end in like a 30-minute conversation about nothing. So I went straight upstairs. When I got to the second floor, I noticed all my roommates' doors were closed, which always means they are all either in their room for the night or asleep. I got a weird feeling. Just something made it click. They were all asleep, right? I texted our house group chat asking if anyone was in the kitchen. I felt stupid for even asking. Two responded no, and they said the other two had been asleep. I knew it wasn't any of my roommates down there at that moment. I dialed 911 but didn't press call. I crept into my roommate's room across the hall. Thankfully, or maybe not thankfully, she didn't have her door locked. I whispered, telling her I think someone is in the house. She gave me the widest eyes I'd ever seen and almost looked like she was going to cry. She didn't suspect anything like I had. But for reference, it's a very bad area, as in there was a shooting in the house 2 doors down only weeks earlier by an intruder. She mouthed to make the call. The whole time we were dead silent. We didn't hear really anything at all. I was starting to think I was seeing things after such a long day at work, and was regretting that I had dialed thinking I'm going to look like an idiot when they show up, and I was just overtired and dreaming. We explain what's going on and they said they'll send someone ASAP, and that actually does mean right away since it's a big and dangerous city. The police showed up and I didn't even want to go downstairs, but the operator confirmed it was them, so I did. But the whole time, I could swear the operator could hear my heart beating. The police come in and look around. I'm thinking, oh God, I look so dumb. They ask if there are any other floors. We tell them technically the basement, but it's padlocked, so really, no. They checked the basement just in case. And, well, yeah, they were right. A man had been living in the padlocked basement. The lock was pulled off the hinges and just kind of propped against the wall. We never looked at that, though. We rarely went out back. The guy had taken a comforter of one of my roommates out of the hall closet, had a mattress from God knows where, and his clothes? I don't know. Well, he was the one moving and eating all of our stuff at night. He would come out in the middle of the night and do it. He started getting more comfortable. I don't know if he was drugged out and forgot to clean his tracks or if he just really didn't care. Me and my roommates have pretty consistent schedules during the week, probably letting him think that any time after about 12 was good to come out. We never slept with our individual doors locked, and that's what freaks me out the most. He had access to any one of us at any moment, and we had no idea. When he was getting arrested, I was the only one to go down and look. I don't know why I did. I wish that I hadn't. I took a picture in the process of him being arrested to show my roommates who were too afraid to go down. So to the man who was secretly squatting in our basement and eating our food at night, let's never meet again. You can find the photo that she posted on my Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio or on my Twitter at @society_radio. So back in 2010, I lived in a real dive of a place with four other guys. It was a triplex the owner had converted into one house. The place was just short of being condemned, but we were all in our 20s and wanted a party house, so it totally worked for us. We threw so many parties that we just didn't notice a lot of stuff, like when the spare bedroom window was smashed. We assumed one of our drunk friends did it by accident. Anytime food went missing, obviously one of our drunk idiot roommates just stole it, even though no one ever fessed up to it. We also had a ridiculous problem with what we assumed were raccoons. All the time we would hear scratching and shuffling up on the roof. Every morning we would go out and our trash would be all over the place. Well, after about a year of random messes, missing food and alcohol, and eerie scratches, one of my roommates and I were leaving the house at the same time for work. As we step outside, there's a familiar woman in our front yard. We've seen her a few times wandering the streets in the neighborhood, but never really paid her any of attention. She's wearing one of my t-shirts and going through our trash can, tossing things on the ground she isn't interested in. My roommate and I both freeze as we see the woman doing this, and she very slowly looks up at us. Her eyes are totally glassed over, and she stares at us with confusion all over her face. My eyes go wide as I recognize my t-shirt, and I go to open my mouth when she says something that to this day has made me shudder.
"Why are you living in my house?"
And that was all that I could handle. I assure you, I am not someone that is ever short on words, but this rendered me entirely speechless. My roommate and I stared at each other, eyes wide, got into our cars, and drove the hell away from our own home just to get away from that situation. That night, when we had all the boys together, we told them what happened, and we made the decision to finally investigate the roof. Turns out we had a flat roof. It's not generally the kind of thing you think about. Most roofs are slanted or have angles. Not ours. It was just a flat roof, like a two-story building got cut in half. You just couldn't see the top because it had an awning that blocked the flat roof from the view around it. So, for the first time, we climbed up there and discovered someone had been living on our roof. Many of our missing things were strewn all over. There was a makeshift bed, spare clothing, food, wrappers, water, and even books all just sitting there. We moved out shortly after that, but I have never forgotten the look of that lady staring through me and asking what I was doing, living in her house. So, Madam Roof Dweller, Let's not meet again. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.
Sweet dreams.